Imagine walking around GTA like this.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Melanin King, a.k.a. Gambino. My topic today is insecurity. Men, women, the whole gambit. I want to know why every time a motivational speaker, a coach, a minister, or anybody that's really prolific in your life tells you something that you need to know and you view it as attacking you. Why do you view it as talking down on you when they're actually trying to uplift you? A lot of men don't like to be called kings. That's a sign of immaturity. That's a sign of childishness. Because what man does not want to be uplifted? What man does not want to be a king? I don't know any real man that doesn't want to be a king, that doesn't want to have an empire with his queen. You know, it's really, it really makes no sense. You know what I'm saying? Because I would love to build an empire with a secure, capable woman instead of an insecure, not sure of herself woman. Somebody that's going to be a liability to me. You know what I'm saying? Nobody should be a liability to you. You are the protector. You are the king. You are the guidance. That doesn't mean go off and beat on your woman. That doesn't mean belittle her. That means guide her. Lead her. If you tell her to go this way, baby, let's go this way. Not you tell her to go this way, she wants to go this way. You have to work together. You have to be in sync. You know what I'm saying? So when somebody tells you about yourself, pulls you by your coattail, no matter how harsh it is, don't think of the harshness. Think of the message behind what they're trying to say. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying, man. Don't shoot the messenger. For real.